masters of rock. The Rock Station. 97.7. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. You found The Grassroots Show. We're here every Sunday night, presented by Shady Lady Productions in Utah Burgess from Shady Lady. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Utah, you're all smiles tonight.
Absolutely.
You had a successful week.
Yeah, we did.
As far as winning things, and it sounds like an awesome get-together last week. The Ryan's Run Presenting Ales for Athletes event ended up being a sellout, and congratulations to everybody involved in that. And I know you were producing the music for that with Noble Hops, and you got in on that auction deal, I see.
Yeah, absolutely. We came home winners.
How about that?
Yeah, you know, and we've said this many times, that is just one of the most well-organized and well-run events in the area, and for such a great cause. So hats off to the Ryan's Run people, all of them. They did a fantastic job yet again, and yeah, sellout crowd. It was a lot of fun.
I saw one clip. I was unfortunately not able to be there, but I did see a clip of one of your cohorts in the Noble Hops, Mr. Rob Keller, helping to run an auction portion of the fundraising, and it sounded like it went over pretty good.
Yeah, he got into that. he started doing that while we were playing, and Scott was like, oh, you can do that? Well, guess what you're doing after you're done playing? So, yeah, he got pulled into that, but he sure enjoyed it and did a good job.
Yeah. Well, hey, a great cause in Butler County Special Olympics. And a salute to everybody if you were there. We tip our cap, or if you were part of any kind of the donation or just the support. Job well done, and a Rock Done Right Tour Stop number one done for the year. And we will move on to number two, and that is going to be a block party that also is going to be of great importance, because there's going to be a number of service organizations, nonprofits, that will be on hand in downtown Butler, and that's coming up right around the corner here in May.
Yeah, May 4th is the Butler County Recovery and Resource Block Party, so they're closing off part of Main Street in Butler here. And we're going to have, like you said, all kinds of nonprofit organizations going to be out that help with veteran issues, mental health, drug and alcohol recovery, just you know, people who are focused on providing resources for the county. So I think it's going to be a very good day for the area, for sure. And we're going to have some live music. There'll be food, a kid zone, craft vendors as well. So it'll be a nice day to just stroll down Main Street, I think.
Yeah, nice day for the community to come together, share some time together, but also know that there is a lot of help in this community, too, for those that might need it. And that's important to know, too, and a great opportunity to just kind of see that in one setting, too. So mark your calendar for that. First Saturday in May, and it's coming quick.
Wow, I know.
You know, and then that means like 2 months after that, we'll be dealing with our little band jam get-together, and more reveals every Friday, and the list is getting stronger, and some people have been bubbling forward saying, whoa, look at who's going to be there. It's going to be an all-star lineup, as it always is, but hey, got some veteran acts going to be a part of it too this year, and some great new acts making their debut. We're looking forward to it.
Yep. You just announced Dinner Bell Road on Friday, who also played at the Gatto Harley-Davidson dealership yesterday as well. So they're going to be out there. They're making a lot of noise, keeping the music coming out. Yeah. And, you know, stand right in front of everybody. They're doing it good.
Yeah, new album coming out, new material. So, yeah, it's going to be a fresh look at those guys again this year, who made their debut last year. And anxious to hear what they have to offer in the new material, too. So, and a bunch of hardworking guys, too. Good guys, too. So welcome, Dinner Bell Road, to the fray. And we'll keep announcing right up to the start. And, of course, keep your ear to the radio, because every time you hear a song that is of local interest, you just might be voting for it. Because guess what's going to be coming around the corner here real quick, Utah? Yeah, that's right. Are you working on your list?
You know, I was just thinking about this the other day and was actually stressing over it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to buckle down here and get serious.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a list going since last August, as a matter of fact. And I just started, I thought, you know what? Because it comes so quick every year. And so I started jotting some notes down. And then I whittled a wisp back a little bit. And then now I'm just kind of sitting on it again. And I've been adding it a little bit at a time. And right now, I think I've got about 10 very solid selections on my part, but I've got some time to think about it.
See, I started a list as well. Unfortunately, I misplaced that list. I have no idea where it is. So
there's just so many great songs.
I got to buckle down.
Yeah, that we're playing. And, of course, any of the songs that you hear on this show and that get carried over into regular rotation, that's a key component to listen to, because that'll give it an opportunity to be a nomination for a Grassy. And, of course, Anger the Ant, the reigning champs, they're going to be part of Band Jam as well. So check out thebandjam.com. That's the easy website to get to. Gives you everything you need to know about the event presented by Woodman Life. You can order your tickets through it. You can get a link over to Cooper's Lake if you want to stay for the weekend. If you just want to see what we're talking about, thebandjam.com, the place to go. We have some gentlemen who are in the studio joining us tonight. They're excited because they have new material coming out, and they are going to be a part of the Band Jam this year. That's our friends from the Red Lines. We've got three of the four members in to talk about their new EP. They have a very special CD release party coming up in May, and they have just released a brand new song called Drive to L.A. We're going to hear that tonight, but that was the single released on Friday from the forthcoming album. So I hope you'll check out the Red Lines. Stay tuned for them.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, what a great CD, too. They gave us advanced copies of this. We were jamming to this on opening day in the parking lot and listened to it several times over. It was pretty good.
And if you've heard the Red Lines before, and if you've seen them, they put on one heck of a show. There's some great musicians. This is very different for them, and it will really grab your attention. Trust me on that, so stay tuned. We've got that. And this first segment of our show tonight brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. A lot of music that you hear here on this show has passed through the hallways of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So if you have an interest in recording something or know someone who does, get in touch with Jim Harpell and his staff. They can put it together for you start to finish, and you could be on the Grassroots Show. Our thanks to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, home of Meat Hook, who will be at the Band Jam this year. We've got a band we're going to welcome on here for the first time that are out of the Pittsburgh area, and they just released some songs back in December. I want to thank their drummer, Patrick Riley, for reaching out to us, sent over an email. I guess he must be buddies with Justin Hyland, because Justin recommended he get in touch with us. So got an email in the past week with some of their material. I was like, wow, check this out. This is a band called Rebel Revolver. And we've got a song, one of their songs called Novocaine, we're going to include tonight.
Okay, and we're going to get some cowbell going here because I've been getting some requests to play this song, so we got to get it on. And that's the band Save Yourself and their song called More Cowbell.
We always need more cowbell. We need more grassroots, too, every Sunday night. Here we are, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight. Bob in Utah with you on the Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. Recently, an open mic and Pirate Victories.
Yes, and I want to thank everybody who came out to the open mic and showed their support for our longest-running sponsor, the Rainbow Inn. So thank you.
323 2nd Street in Freeport. Check them out. They've got the Man Can. It's the home of the Man Can. No other place had the Man Can before the Rainbow. Bottom line. They brought it to its infancy and now to adulthood. So if you're an adult, enjoy Man Can.
Or two.
Or three. We want to welcome some friends back to the studio. We've been talking about different guests that we've had on numerous times recently, thinking about Chip Demonic and others that have been on the show a number of times. And I think these guys have been on quite a bit over the years. At least their frontman has been quite a bit, too. But we've played them a lot, and they're going to be part of the Band Jam this year. And they are coming out with a brand new EP. And we're excited to have them welcomed in. We want to welcome the Red Lines here tonight. Brian Cease, lead vocalist. Brian, good to have you back on the show.
Hello, Bob in Utah. Thank you.
Jason Lizzie is here as well, the guitarist.
Hello.
Jason, good to see you. And Mark Ciara, the drummer. Mark,
hello,
how you
hello.
Doing? Good to have you guys on board tonight.
Tony Vinsky is with us in spirit.
He is, yes. He probably had a real job to take care of today, so.
Hey, now.
We don't know what those are.
Let's yeah.
not get carried away.
We sit here and have fun talking music, you know. But, yeah. Yeah, you guys have been together as a group how long now, Brian? Man, it's got to be, what, 8 years?
I don't even know how old I am.
Wow. So you don't even count the years?
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah. Where did the name The Red Lines come from? I probably asked this before, but it's been a while and I forget.
You did, and I told you a lie then, and I'm going to tell you a lie now. No. I really need to work on a really good story here, but truth is, there is none.
No.
Pretty much, not so much drawn out of a hat, but...
When I joined the band, and there was already the name. You know, he told me the name of the band, and I didn't like the name, but I figured I'd join anyway, so...
He had no choice, neither did Mark. I had no choice, but I did like the name, to be honest with you, and that was one of the things. I'm a car guy, so it was like the Red Line, so we're going to the Red Line here, and then I was wrong about all the music, so I don't know.
If we ever do change it, it's going to be the Red Liners, just because... That's what everyone freaking calls us anyway.
Yeah.
I think there's another band in another part of the country called the Redliners. Yeah, and they probably be messy.
Yeah.
Legally,
so.
Yeah,
so we'll just stick with the Redlines for now.
So,
yeah. My name's been Cups in this neighborhood anyway for a lot of years, so I don't need more than one of me, trust me.
You can always go to the Red Linens.
We haven't been called that yet. That'll be your first.
It's probably taken, though. I'm sure she'd look it up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Red Lines are here tonight, and you guys have a brand new EP out that has five incredible songs on it. And
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the project and how this has came to fruition.
Okay, so probably about 3 years ago, approximately, I had decided that I did not have enough Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in my life. You know, I knew singles and stuff like that for the most part.
Yeah.
So I bought the first six albums, and I listened to each album, nothing but that album, for a week straight. And during that time, I just got really inspired. Things started coming to me, lyrics, or just me wanting to write was happening. So I started doing that. But at the same time, I had been reminiscing about the 2 years that I spent in Las Vegas from 1995 to 1997, ages 19 to 21. 20 to 22. So that's what I was writing about when I was inspired by the Tom Petty music. And I just took it to the band, said, hey, do you guys want to do this as an album? I was going to do it as like a solo thing because I knew it would be different than what we had been doing. Not too far.
Brian
but,
and Fever.
What's that?
Brian Moon Fever.
So that's kind of how it started, and they were into it. Mark came into the middle of it when he joined the band. We were kind of in this phase.
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment. I mean, because they gave me an album for all the things to try out, like with for the band, and it's all, you know, the stuff we've been doing, you know, if I'm going down, things like that. And then he comes to me with this stuff that's like total 180 of it. Not 180, but I would say a departure from what I was trying to learn to catch up to play gigs with these guys. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, what do you think of this? So it's like a different – I had to, like, change the mindset. I had to get the feel of how everybody was, you know, and kind of fit in with the band and then learn a whole other genre of music that we're trying to approach. So it was definitely fun to go into, but it was a good challenge. But I think, you know, we did really well once, you know, we got into the studio and everything and started recording it.
I'm definitely proud of the band on this.
Yeah, yeah. I hear the first thing that when you dropped this off to me last week, and I put it in, and we had some traveling to do this past weekend, so was listening to it quite a bit. I just heard a different maturity of the band. And I don't know if that's a good term to use, but that was my reaction to it, where, wow, these guys, we've just watched you, the evolution of this band continue to grow. And, I mean, your performances have always been killer. You've blown us away every time we've had you at the band jam or seen you out and about. But there was just something mature about this particular album.
Yeah. Yeah. Dawn used the same term.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, kind of used that exact same thing. She says, wow, this band is really mature.
We're not mature at all.
Right. Well, we could tell in the first few minutes of the interview. Yeah.
I mean, we asked you one question and we went off on a whole other tangent.
We would put on a good act.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, but I don't know if you guys feel that same way about it, but maybe that's why you have this sound, because this was something Brian maybe intended for something else, and the band had to kind of take a real look at their approach to some of these things.
Well, one thing when thinking about what I wanted to do with this, we were referring to it as the Vegas Project for years. Mm-hmm. It's how long it took. but what I knew listening to Tom Petty stuff was just the simplicity of everything involved. And I tend to overthink mm-hmm. when I write. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing I tried very, very hard not to do. And I would stress to everybody else to not overthink and keep it simple. You know, let the songs breathe more, mm-hmm. things like that. So I think that's what we have here.
Leave it to interpretation even a little bit. So, Jason, your reaction? I'm curious when this material was brought to you. You know,
I definitely, what you said before, I liked it. It was more of a grown up type subject matter. More, I would hate to say the word sophisticated, because it's really not, but it's definitely not, you know, 1-3 chord rock, you know.
I think it is a little bit more sophisticated in a sense.
Mm-hmm. In some ways, subject matter, it is probably more, you know, because it's really telling the story of his time when he was in Vegas. So it's definitely that kind of thing. And it is actually very difficult to play simple sometimes. Sometimes my first instinct is to overplay sometimes, and you really kind of have to really think about pulling back, which is a challenge, mm-hmm. which is a good thing for me. I like a challenge, so that's. So yeah, I like that part a lot. So,
and thus the name Paradise Vegas, is that kind of the
Well, actually, Tony had something to do with that, because he was researching the area, and, you know, I guess there's, I don't want to call them districts, but, you know, different areas of Las Vegas. All I knew when I lived there was a part called Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, so Paradise was an area, I believe the campus UNLV is in that area, and okay. I went there for a little bit, but I hung out across the street a lot at one of the cafes there, which was just a big melting pot of oddball people. You know, a lot of, you know, punk rockers, gothic people who just like that environment, like myself, that mm-hmm. didn't really have a, I guess I was more of a skater boy type dresser, cut off shorts and dyed blonde hair. But actually, no, I didn't have dyed blonde hair at that point. I apologize. But anyway, so that was where I hung out like every night with these people. And Tony found out that area was called Paradise.
Okay.
And I just thought it was a good play, being that Vegas was far from that.
Yeah. We're going to give a listen to one of the cuts, and this is called Drive to L.A. Tell us a little background to that, because obviously we just went from Vegas to L.A. now.
Well, first of all, that is the first single off the album. Like, official single was released on Friday the 12th, a couple days ago, so it's available on all streaming services. My preferred listening service is Spotify, and I want to see those numbers jump, so everyone, if you do Spotify, please check that out. Save the song to some playlists and help us out there. But every 3 months I would drive to L.A. I had two friends. Again, I lived there from ages 20 to 22.
Okay.
And prior to going out there, I had two friends from high school who moved out to L.A. So I would go see them. I'd grab a friend and we would drive over. Normally, most of the time it turned out to be my friend Diane, who's mentioned in this song, referred to as Di.
Okay.
I would drop her off in, I forget the name of the town that she lived in, on the way to L.A., but I would drop her off there and then just continue on, pick her up on the way home. But this was basically just wanting to get out of Vegas, or the song's just about wanting to get out of Vegas for a little bit and going over to L.A. And the drive, there's some things about the drive I won't mention, but they're kind of mentioned in the song, and you got to kind of listen to them and think about it. But anyway, it's about driving from one place to another and just enjoying the car ride. So the song had to have a nice, chill driving vibe to it, which I worked to kind of to get to. And Jay kind of actually, we were both working on a A to D type progression. And I think what we ended up using was a morph of the two. Whether he realized that or not, I don't know. But
I ripped off two songs and put them together, and that's how that we came up with that song.
Yeah. One song had the A chord. Yeah. The other song had the D chord.
Yeah, they're both fairly famous songs that I won't mention right now. For legal reasons, obviously.
But they're a Redline song now. So
yes, definitely.
That's right. Yeah. Let's give it a listen, see if you can determine the difference here, and listen for what Brian's talking about. It's Drive to L.A. It's brand new. This is the new single from the Redlines from their new EP, Paradise Vegas Volume 1. And you're hearing them tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. I can see.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
You're listening to The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Want to thank the Rainbow Inn for sponsoring our previous segment and this segment of our show and our visit with the Red Lines here tonight, being brought to you by Broz's Superette, where you can check out great steaks and various cuts of meat and anything you can imagine. Hamburger, Butler's Best Hot Sausage. It'll taste great on that grill. Maybe even Utah's new grill. Full line of smoked beef sticks and more.
There you go.
Yeah. High on the hill, right on the price, there at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. It is Broz's Superette. Stop on by. It is grilling season, you know.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the Pirates are winning. You know, it's grilling season, so head up to Broz's.
Brought my grill out yesterday.
Did you really? Yeah, see? I cleaned mine off Saturday. About all the further I got.
We had to pull mine out of the back of a car. How we got it in there the night before, I have no idea.
Among other things. Yeah. Among other libations. So, hey, the Red Lines are here tonight, and they've got a new EP that will be coming out in about a month called Paradise Vegas Volume 1. You just heard a couple of songs from that EP, though, including Drive to L.A., and the very first song on the EP is called I Should've Tried. A great little ditty there. Brian, tell us about that.
Thank you very much. That one was co-produced by our friend Frank Sesich. It was recorded in our first session that we did, which was that and Back to Me. Both of those songs we kind of paired together because they introduced something new to the band, which was the addition of the 12-string guitar. Figured if we were doing the Tom Petty-influenced album, you need 12-string guitar. So I bought myself a used acoustic from our friend Greg Speck, and went out and bought an electric 12-string, and that was used in I Should Have Tried. That song, all these songs basically were, you know, pulled from people I know, experiences, situations in Vegas, and I just want to state that not that this was a regret, but this song was about a girl that I liked and that I was friends with that, looking back years later, she didn't have a good boyfriend, and I think she was trying to get forced out of that relationship, but didn't want to be the bad person in it. And I think that I could have been in a relationship with her had I tried harder.
Okay.
But you know, she didn't do any of the advancing. She was letting me do it, and I was always a nice guy.
She used you.
Dang you, Utah.
Well, got right to the point.
Yeah.
Well, she was trying to, and I just was stupid, and I didn't realize it.
Yeah. Young and dumb, right? I mean, we're talking a long time ago. So I think we all have been that. But and I think that's why the song resonates, you know, it will resonate with people. I mean, it was very interesting to hear it for the first time, and then playing it again was like, wow, this has got a great meaning to it, you know. So very cool. Recording the album. Where did you do it? Was it just one set location?
Same place as always. Jaywon, I'll let you answer.
Amprion Recorder in Youngstown, Ohio. Yeah, we did it all there.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I would like to say it was all done in one take, but it was not done in one take.
It was not.
No, it was not done. Definitely not.
No.
Especially not the 12-string guitar part. It was, yeah.
New adventure, right?
Yeah, that's the maturity part. We were going to be mature.
Yeah.
Well, mature 12-string, you know. It's mature, you know.
Yeah. It's hard to record a 12-string.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there were three people on that track on the 12-string. We all took turns.
And a couple of different 12-string guitars.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They just don't stay in tune too well, and it's a different animal.
Double the challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's just, I won't get into it, but it's got a learning curve of its own if you've ever played one. And just notice, like, you can't press as hard on them because you can really make the string go out of tune when you're just chording something.
Tuning it is so hard. I actually started to really have a panic attack trying to tune that guitar, sitting in there trying to pick the little individual strings. I was like, really starting to breathe, you know,
mind games,
deep breath, you know, mouth, you know.
Yeah. Everybody was waiting on you, Jay.
Yeah, everybody was waiting on me. I was like, oh my god, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mark's saying, "What's the big deal here?"
Yeah,
right?
He's just hanging on the couch.
I was done in one take. I mean, honestly, I was done in one take. The rest of these guys, I mean, I just kind of sat around and drank beer.
You're going to release the album in late May.
Yes, May 24th is the release date. We have a release party show that same date at Mr. Small's Funhouse in Pittsburgh with guests are Murder, Four Girls, and the Borstal Boys.
Oh, cool. That'll be a great show.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah. We have some things planned, some guests, and you know, filling out some songs with us, so it should be a good time.
Yeah, yeah. There's always a great Red Lines performance in store. So, well, that's the thing. I mean, you guys, you seem to have a good time playing, and you seem to have a great relationship as a band, which is always important. I mean, you guys just come out and play some great rock and roll. I mean, that's what you're going to experience when you see a Red Lines show.
Yes, thank mm-hmm. you.
Thanks. Yeah. The single is out now, and again, if you go to Spotify, that's the recommended yep. platform, but you can pick up the new single, which is called Drive to L.A., from the album, and then attend the show, and you'll get a first shot at picking up the actual CD package.
Or vinyl.
Oh, you're doing a vinyl set,
yes,
too?
We have a 10-inch vinyl.
Wow.
Not a 12-inch. Okay. They're too expensive. And there's only 5 songs on it, so...
Yeah.
Get 2 on the first side, 3 on the second side.
That's awesome. Awesome. Will that be released the same time period?
Yep. Yep.
Everything
I have at my house.
Oh, awesome. That's really cool because it seems to be, kind of viable vinyl bubbling back to the surface. I have, have one son that's been buying vinyl up.
Cool.
New, which is,
yeah.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, no, I like it. I've always liked vinyl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. So what do you have planned for the rest of the year? I know you have Band Jam.
We do have some upcoming local to this area dates here. I'll be playing by myself on April 27th at Recon. Then we'll be doing the next
Rock Done Right tour stop, May 4th.
Downtown, yes. Butler.
Butler County Resource and Recovery Block Party.
Awesome.
We got our release party May 24th. Mm-hmm. Then we're at Fawn Tavern the week later, May 31st. And we're doing one of the Friday night concert series here in Butler at Pullman Park. That's on June 28th. We'll have some guests with us yet, not 100% confirmed on that on those people yet. But then we got Band Jam. That's July 12th and 13th. And July 27th, we'll be in Utah's area at Peter B's with the Borstal Boys. They're putting together, if I recall, kind of like an all-day type thing.
Oh,
so we'll be joining them.
We're playing the Woolly Bullies this Saturday if anybody's down in the Beaver County area. We're playing a Saturday night at Woolly Bullies.
Jay forgets that he drank a lot last night. We actually played there last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was, if you were there, you'll know what I mean. I mean, he was.
Yeah, I tore it up, by the way, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be there.
That was awesome. I was really good. You guys really missed a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Online, website, Facebook presence for people to check out?
Tony does the actual website, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure how much he's kept. He's been busy. New job and this whole release for the album and stuff. It's actually a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much the website is kept up, and I'm not sure if anybody actually visits bands' websites anymore. So
I do.
Do you?
I was on your website recently.
Is it up to date?
No. I didn't think it was. I was
only on the Facebook page, so.
Tony, stop slacking. We've been active on Instagram this year, which was new. I realized we need to keep up with the younger folk on the Instagram.
Yeah, I finally got caught up on Twitter, and now they're saying that I got to go elsewhere. So
I never got into the tweeting.
Yeah.
And so we lack there. But on Instagram... And I don't think our Twitter account is tied to Instagram, which we should do. But you can state, hey, I want to post this on Facebook and Twitter, and so you can post one place on Instagram and have it go to everything else. But
yeah
there's a great article here from August 24th, 2018.
All right, sweet. Yeah, so we got some work to do on the actual website.
I think that was around like the first year I was in the band. Like, I am in the picture. We've updated the picture. That's it.
Yeah. Well, they've been working hard on the album, yeah. So that's the most important part because we've got some music to enjoy.
Pictures to put up on our sites to revamp everything that we're working on, and
yeah,
cool. Yeah, it's a lot of work to post, keep relevant, and remind people that you exist.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah,
we have no upcoming events on our page.
Sounds like a job for Tony.
Sounds like you should go to Instagram.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook.
I'm the one who keeps up on that. As you can tell from my prior comment, I'm the one who keeps up on those things. You know?
Well, at least we've set the story straight here on the air tonight so that everybody knows where you're going to be in the near future. So, well, hey, really respect the new album, Paradise Vegas Volume 1. Is there intent that there will be more volumes or what's...
Yeah, the intent way back was to do a full-length album here, but due to time, money...
Yeah.
Life, like it was taking so long to get to where we didn't have 10 songs written, so that was one deciding factor. I think we wrote, got around to 7 completely done ones, but some of them we just didn't know that well, and we're still kind of working on. And we had 5 solid songs, and we just decided to do it as an EP and call it Volume 1. And the intent is Volume 2,
okay,
but intent also is at this point is to just do a bunch of EPs.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to take a break from the Vegas stuff, and we've started working on new songs for a new EP.
Okay.
So we've got two songs pretty much done there, and I had to give Mark something that wasn't something that he was expecting 2 years ago when he came into the band.
That was another reason why we probably only got 5 songs on this one, because I had to learn a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it was our drummer situation over the last 3 years.
Yeah, it was like, hey, here's all our red line stuff. You got to learn this to play gigs so we can make money to learn these new songs that you don't know any clue about either. So,
yeah, I mean, we had the last thing that we put out was 3 drummers ago. Wow. So we had Chris Bellin.
That long?
Yeah.
Wow.
The EP, the last EP we had had our initial drummer on it.
Okay.
And then we had Chris Bellin for a year or so.
Yeah,
and then Mark. So
okay,
Chris started learning these Vegas songs. So yeah,
wow. But kind of an open ended book, which is cool too. And I'll tell you what, you know, we've talked a lot about it too. I mean, I think that's the way of the world. Even some of the national artists, it's just easier to do an EP now. Get the music out there. Get it. Keep it fresh. Keep people engaged.
Yeah, because it's so easy to get distracted now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Can't wait to hear the entire album, and we're going to hear another cut from it. We're also going to, you guys had done a song in the studio here, too, that we'll play from yesteryear.
Yeah, right.
So,
and that's a recorded version is on the new EP.
On the new EP, but we're going to do an acoustic version of Back to Me coming up.
Yeah, and if I can say real quick, the recorded version of Back to Me on the album features my son Noah singing 2 different harmony parts.
Awesome. And we had talked... a while ago with you about Noah making appearances. He made his stage debut out at Cummings, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. He has a band now called Palm Bodies, and they're working to do their first electric gig. So we'll hear more about them in the future.
Cool. We'll keep an ear out for that. We're going to do, before we get to Back to Me, though, a song called Magic, which is the second cut on the new EP. Give us a little background on this song, because I know Utah and I both were very struck by this song.
This song is probably the darkest song that we've written, and for some reason kind of overtook the cover image for the EP is a little darker. Our first full length was nice, bright and happy kind of, and this is dark and just black and but anyway, Magic is about the seediness of Las Vegas.
Okay.
However, I mean, technically, that song could fit in this town. But Las Vegas is a lot more seedier than I was writing about, because I was only 20 and I wasn't like a big drug addict with no job, and like I could have been in a lot worse place in my life at that point. So it's not like super. It's just about your normal things you see in Las Vegas you would expect. And we even talk about a murder in the third verse.
Imagery's there for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And again, tried to get the music to kind of fit that vibe. But what's interesting about this is, for the first time ever, we did an edited version in the studio. So we have on the EP, we have the full length 6.5 minute version. And then I think we were able to cut like maybe 2 minutes out of that. And you guys are going to play the edited version.
Yeah.
We paid for it, and you might never hear it anywhere else.
That's right.
So.
It's one of the key reasons why we're going to showcase it here tonight on the Grassroots Show. So, awesome. Well, Brian, Jason, Mark, great to have you in. Our best to Tony as well. We'll see you at the Band Jam in July at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Look sure, you'll see us next month.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Resource and Recovery.
That's right. In downtown Butler, the Rock Dot Right Tour as well. So, and again, May 24th is the show at the Fun House at Mr. Small's. That's where they will be releasing officially Paradise Vegas Volume 1. And here's some more cuts from it. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The Red Lines tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Come running
fast as you can, you come running away from your man once again. Back to me. You were crying from the damage done. You were crying in the midday sun once again. Back to me. And nobody loves you like I do. Don't you understand?
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Friday, April 19th, catch the 4th Annual Country Sounds for Soldiers at the Lamb Theater in Irwin. It'll feature performances by Keith Gill Jr., Frank Vieira, Antolina D'Amico, Caitlin Rose, Stoney Richards, Rachel Lee, Marty Zundel, and Don Savage. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, April 26th, catch Utah from the Noble Hops Band for an acoustic show solo at Cummings West, Route 68 west of Butler. Saturday, May 4th, it's the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party, part of the Rock Done Right Tour. It hits Main Street in downtown Butler for a block party that will showcase resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. There'll be food and craft vendors, a kids' zone, and of course, live music. And on Sunday, May 5th, from noon to 5, it's Scalero de Mayo, a benefit for our friend Johnny Cat Henricks at North Country Brewing's cannery location.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, final segment of our show. I want to thank the Red Lines for joining us here tonight. And a reminder that that show on May 24th, their CD release party down at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, that is an all-ages show. So anybody can get out and check it out, and I certainly hope you will. These guys can put on one heck of a show, and I'm interested to hear that new stuff live, too. Great-sounding stuff. Thanks to the Red Lines joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us as well, and if you have information you'd like to get to us or get in touch with us or just want to keep in touch, we've got a Facebook page, Grassroots Facebook page. Also, our email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. If you'd like to pass along some information, a song, if you want to email over an MP3, please do so. Or if you just want to get in touch with us, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, one of the ways.
And we also have our own webpage that Megan keeps up for us at 977rocks.com. Just go to Programs Grassroots, and you can actually find a whole lot of archive shows there. So recommend you check that out.
Yeah, the show streams at 977rocks.com and then it's available on demand at our site, 977rocks.com. If you go to Programs, you can easily pull up some of the shows and listen to some of the great highlights that we've had. It's been a great year. I can't believe, you know, we're staring May in the face here, April of 2018 or 2019 already, 7 years of this. And, you know, I made the comment coming out in January that it just had this had a different vibe to it this year. And boy, the great material that's been coming out again is amazing.
Yeah, we were just talking about this last week. I was telling Don, I said, this is just, we're on fire. This is our best year so far. I think all the episodes have just been tremendous. I'm like, I don't know how we're doing it because we just show up and throw this thing together. But it's happening, and the music just keeps coming, and it just keeps getting better. You know, like the maturity of these guys and Isaac Cole, you know, being with him all them years and seeing these artists grow and develop, it's really cool stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Well, and that's the reason why we're able to throw this show together, because the music is what ties the binds. And just keep making the great music, friends. We love sharing it on 97.7. And make some noise for some of those bands, too. That's how you get a little more active in the airplay. So support your local musician. And don't forget, you can support a lot of these musicians because we have a little highlight event called the Band Jam, July 12th and 13th. It's presented this year at Cooper's Lake Campground by Woodman Life. And we've got a whole host of great sponsors that are on board this year. Looking forward to presenting a lot of fun. Going to be, you know, there'll be some food vendors out there. There's going to be a lot of different events surrounding it. And then you have Cooper's Lake Campground, which bar none is the best facility around to have an event like this. 2 days of great local music. And all you have to do is check out thebandjam.com for more information. Tickets, $20 across the board. 17 and under get in free. And that $20 is good for the entire weekend. You can come stay for the weekend as well, camping through Cooper's Lake Campground. But we can't wait for July because it's going to be another great year for that.
And if you're interested in being a vendor at the Band Jam, please get a hold of us. We still have some spots available, so let us know. We'll get you the info you need.
Absolutely. TheBandJam.com. Coming around the corner, we'll be announcing the next winner of the Grassy Award, too. So can't wait. Start studying. We're going to wrap up the night here tonight. Rick Moses back in touch with me with some new material. And Rick is, of course, a very well-versed musician in the Butler community for a number of years. A heck of a guitarist. Big UFO fan. Big Michael Schenker fan. So, you know, it doesn't hurt his cause here on this show, let me tell you. But Rick's got some cool stuff that he recorded and did the vocals on as well. And we're going to play the song Nothing for Free, Rick Moses, here tonight.
All right, and I say we take the show out with the Fire Gods. We've played some of their music in the past, but I don't think we've thrown this on. It's a song called You Don't Have to Be Lonely, which then rolls into a song called 3:54 a.m. So, I don't know, put it together, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll give it a listen.
All right, and we'll do it again next week here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
You were my friend. permission to...
The Rock Station, 97.7.
We'll be right back.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
With the change. hotels and all the ones that wished us well. Tell me, do you feel it too?
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Well, your mommy told us you like to listen to music.
Just start the song.
The Rock Station.